Burhanuddin Rabbani was the head of the Afghanistan High Peace Council, and he was also a former president of Afghanistan. Rabbani was assassinated yesterday. His death, possibly a devastating blow to the peace process, the negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Joining us now from Kabul, we have Alyssa Johansson Rubin on the line, a reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Alyssa, can you tell us about what's going on with mourning in Afghanistan today?
Yes, we have a large number of people who are going to Professor Rabbani's house, which is where the explosion occurred. There's been a large sort of tent set up in the street where his house is, and people are coming to pay their respects. And it's been a pretty steady stream for a lot of the morning. I imagine it's somewhat less by now. I was over there a little while ago. Many people from the government, many of the former jihadi leaders who knew him from the period when the Afghans were fighting the Russians and attempting to push them out, they were there, as well as many younger people who are didn't fight with him or know him personally during that period.
You know, Alyssa, after Hamid Karzai's half-brother was killed, there was a suicide attack at his memorial service. Is there any fears at this point that mourners could be in peril?
Well, I was actually surprised at the mood. It was a surprisingly, I wouldn't say it was relaxed. It was very organized, extremely silent. The police were quite courteous last night, right after the attack itself. It was a very tense situation on the streets. But this morning, it seemed as if they were fairly confident they were watching closely enough that they were not concerned about that.
So Alyssa Johansson Rubin, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. You know, this is a conflict that goes back a long ways. I'm wondering if there's an assessment there in Kabul, Alyssa, that this is maybe a tactical move by whoever did this to take out a credible leader, or is this a score that might have been settled going back to even the 1990s?
You know, I think there is actually not a lot of information yet about what led to this, but there, the general feeling is that there is an effort. There are a number of different actors, both in the region and in the country, who have it in their interest to undermine the peace process here. And why they chose this moment is a little bit less clear, since it's not so evident that there was much progress towards peace, actually. So it's unclear why you would assassinate Professor Rabbani right now. And certainly he had lots of enemies, as do most senior figures here. But there's no question that you couldn't assassinate him without also taking aim at the whole peace council and reconciliation effort.
That's Alyssa Johansson Rubin. She's speaking to us from Kabul, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Alyssa. Also with us this morning is Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, help us understand, to put this in context, is this, I guess, part of a string of assassinations that maybe began with Hamid Karzai's half-brother and went through the mayor of Kandahar and now this, or is this something different?
I don't think we know, but it is obviously not a good sign for the peace process when the Afghan official in charge of it is assassinated, and apparently by the Taliban, that is to say the people with whom he was supposed to be negotiating peace.
But also, Peter, perhaps this is a part of an attack on Kabul itself. The bomber at this point struck close to the U.S. embassy. This is a second attack within a week that maybe says less about the Taliban and more about whether or not the Afghan police is able to secure this area.
Well, it certainly it suggests that things are not going well in spite of the brave words from the U.S. Military and American political leaders. We've had the string of assassinations that you've described. We had a longer than 12-hour battle right around the U.S. embassy. Now, no Americans were killed in that, but having talked to friends who serve in the embassy, you know, it was a very terrifying event. And now we have the assassination of the Professor Rabbani, who is in charge of the peace process. All in all, it's a sign that things aren't going well. And I think you are right to point to the fact to the police, because the reason they're not going well is not because the Taliban is strong, but because the Afghan government is so weak. The police are, as General Caldwell, the American in charge of training them, said, they're the visible arm of the Afghan government, and that's unfortunately true because they are corrupt, ineffective, and basically predatory.
Yeah.
Not every one of them, but this is how many of them behave, and they're by and large mistrusted by the Afghan regime, but they're a reflection of a corrupt, predatory regime.
Peter Galbraith is a former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Peter, I understand you actually met Burhanuddin Rabbani several times. He's the former president of Afghanistan. He led the country when it was torn apart by civil war. What do you know about this man that may have possibly put a target on him?
Well, I met him first in the 1980s. He was one of the seven Peshawar-based resistance leaders, that is, based in the Pakistani city of Peshawar, that was being supported by the CIA. There were four Islamic parties, three more secular ones. He was among the more moderate Islamic side, and then went on in the 90s to become president of Afghanistan. I think the most important thing about him is that he was an ethnic Tajik, that is to say, from the second largest ethnic group in Afghanistan. The Taliban are, and Karzai and the Taliban are Pashtuns, and virtually all the support for the Taliban comes from the Pashtuns. I think he is the only Tajik to have been a leader of Afghanistan.
And he's a leader,
and so
not
there is
a...
an ethnic dimension to this as well.
He's a leader, not a warlord, wouldn't you say?
Beg your pardon?
He's a leader, not a warlord, wouldn't you say, Peter?
Well, these terms are... you can use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
He certainly bears some responsibility for this terrible civil war that took place after the Soviets left and which paved the way for the Taliban takeover.
Yeah. Peter Galbraith, former UN Deputy Special Representative for Afghanistan. Thanks again, Peter.
Thank you.
Talking about the assassination of Burhanuddin Rabbani, he was killed by a suicide bomber yesterday.